So Adam Harvey is a name that would be very familiar to listeners here at 2CBD FM. Harvey has sold over 500,000 records, has been nominated 5 times for an ARIA Music Award, and has won 8 Golden Guitars at the Country Music Awards of Australia. Most importantly, and no doubt the crowning achievement of his and the pinnacle of his career to date, Adam will also be performing in Glen Innes later this month. So we thought we'd give him a call to find out more. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Good on you, mate. And cheerio to all your listeners out there. Yes, we're heading back to Glen Innes. So I haven't played in Glen Innes for, I reckon, about 15 years. So for some reason, I must have been banned from the town or something after the last concert. And we're finally allowed back in town again.
Well, look, you better jump in before they announce another lockdown or they announce another pub ban, hey?
Exactly. It's been a pretty crazy couple of years, mate. I've got to admit, it's been a stop-start. Now you can wait, hang on.
Yep.
That has been very, very strange.
Yeah, oh, you're not wrong. Mate, speaking of crazy, it sounds like 2022 is going to be a big year for you.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Now that we sort of can get out and tour again, I was starting to think that, you know, 2022 was actually 2021 with a wig on. I thought the slutty come back again with a vengeance in disguise. But now we've actually just started playing again. Last weekend was my first weekend of getting out and doing shows. And so we've ironed out all the creases and everything, mate, and we'll be it'll be a well-oiled machine by the time we get up there to Glen Innes at the end of the month. And it's just so good to be back, you know, doing shows, doing what I love. It's I sort of lost my sense of purpose over the last couple of years, and there's an old saying, you don't know what you miss until it's gone. Mm. And when that was sort of all taken away, it was just a very strange feeling. But oh mate, I'm enjoying it more than ever now, getting back playing live again.
Well, good to hear. And mate, if it's a well-oiled machine by the time you get here, we'll all be happy. Look, not only the tour, but I hear that, or a little birdie tells me that we might see you in a fairly prominent position at the Golden Guitar Awards coming up in April.
Yes, I don't know who's decided that I should host the awards with Becky Cole. Now, any of your listeners out there that know country music know that Becky Cole is very cheeky. She's got a very wicked sense of humour. And yes, I've already warned all of my other country music mates that no one is off limits. And I get the feeling it might be our first and last time that we ever host the awards together.
You make it sound a bit like we're to expect something along the lines of Ricky Gervais at the Oscars at this rate.
It won't be quite that busy. Oh, God, I hope not. It won't be that bad. But, it's going to be a big night, actually. It's hosting the awards, and I'm singing on the awards as well, and then very lucky to be nominated for some awards too. So it's going to be very, very busy, but it'll be a great night, and I'm just so glad that it's gone ahead. You know, we all got a bit of a shock in January when they said it, the Tamworth Festival couldn't go ahead then, and put it back to April. But it's the 50th anniversary, so it's a very special one, and I'm really glad they are going to go ahead with it in April.
It's one of those things. I mean, look, we haven't had a choice. We've had to take this whole COVID business in our stride, and we all have our ups and downs with it. It's when you hear something like the Golden Guitars aren't going to go ahead when they normally would that it really starts to hit home, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think for a lot of the artists in the music industry, that Tamworth was sort of the light at the end of the tunnel, and we all thought, okay, well, we'll get through the rest of 2021, and then starting January, that's it. That's when we hit the red light and away we go again. it was a bit sad, but the main thing is it's happening, and we're starting to tour again. And I think, this 2022 is going to be a much better year for not only the music industry, but Australian tourism and hospitality. And I think it's, we're going to see the good times come back again.
No, well, we can, fingers crossed, we can only hope so, mate. Look, at the Golden Guitar Awards coming up, as we said, in April. Now, I believe you're nominated for 3 awards. In particular, though, I was hoping you might be able to tell us a bit more about the song that's been nominated for Song of the Year.
Oh, yeah. That means more to me than anything. I wrote the song about my dad and about my mum too. It's a bit of a tribute, because Dad always said the best years of his life were when he worked on a big charter boat out in the Whitsundays, and he loved it up there, and especially Lindeman Island. That was his favourite, because that's where he met my mum. And she was a young hairdresser at the time, and they met and fell in love, and then had, you know, had us kids. But, yeah, I'd wanted to write the song for a couple of years after Dad passed away. And every time I sat down to write it, I just turned into a blubbering mess. Yeah. There'd be tears. And, sure. And it took me a while, and I finally came up with the idea that I'd go up to the Whitsundays, and through friends, I actually went out on the very same charter boat that my dad loved and worked on back in his heyday, and we sailed out around the Whitsundays and out around Lindeman Island, and I wrote the song out there, and it just, yeah, it just means the world to me, that song. It's very personal, but I mean, to have that song nominated for Song of the Year is, gee, what a highlight. You know, it's unbelievable.
I don't have a musical bone in my body. I sit here in a studio and press buttons for a living. But every musician I've spoken to has said that they put so much of themselves into each performance, into each song or album. But that would have to be taking it to a whole other level.
It was, mate. It was. It was really very personal and very, you know, it meant a lot to me, the song. And you know, years ago, John Williamson taught me a great lesson. He said, don't ever be frightened to write about things that you think are just personal to you, or things that have just happened to you, or write about your father or your grandfather or your mum, or you know, how much you love your wife. Because he said, you know, we all go through the same ups and downs and good times and bad times in life. And John said, when you write a song from that real personal side, it comes across as so genuine and real. And he said other people listen to that song and go, oh my God, that's how I feel about my wife, or oh wow, that sums up what my dad was like, or you know, I can remember, you know, and all these things, and all of a sudden that song becomes really personal to the listener as well.
Yeah, no, well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I honestly believe the reason that people respond to music and love music so much is because on whatever level, whether it's the music, the lyrics, or the voice, it speaks to them in some way.
Very true, mate. It's a powerful thing, you know. Music's very powerful, and it's amazing how over the years I've learned that music's also very closely related with memories, and a memory can trigger a song from that time, or a song can trigger a memory from some special time in your life. And yeah, it is. It's a powerful thing, mate. It helps us get through good times and bad times, and helps us celebrate the milestones in our life. I'm one of the few people that are lucky to do what they love for a living, and playing music's what I love.
Mate, you're a very, very busy boy in 2022. I hear that you're working on a book as well.
Yeah, I've been writing a book while we were all in lockdown. It sort of kept me sane between that and my puppy dog. I've got a golden Labrador named Dolly Parton, and Dolly has kept me sane. But also writing the book, you know, it's kept me busy, and it's called Tales from the Road, and it's not an autobiography or anything. It's just a bunch of funny stories, not only my stories, but all of my other country music mates, and I've compiled all these stories together about some of the funny and crazy and inspiring things that have happened while we've all been out on tour. And, you know, I think people will be able to read that and get a bit of an insight into some of the funny things that have happened when, you know, aside from being on stage, when we're actually out and about and flying around the country or driving around the country. So it's, hopefully people will read that and have a good laugh, but there's nothing nasty or mean or anything in there. So otherwise I'd get divorced or sued, or you know, Becky Cole had kidnapped me, and you'd never ever find me again.
So it's definitely not a matter of what goes on tour stays on tour, huh?
Well, what do we say now? What goes on tour goes on Facebook.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So, mate, look, we're not going to see you in Glen Innes here until towards the end of this month. But you're on the road as we speak. Is that right?
Yes, we currently are. That's right. We started last weekend and played in Goulburn and down the south coast, south of Sydney and Wollongong, and I'm just I think we're up your way. We play Glen Innes, I think it's like the last weekend in February, and then we head out to Narrabri and we play at Inverell and Armidale and a whole bunch of places around there, and then sort of from then on we start touring around the rest of the country. So the first 6 months are going to be very busy, my friend, and the only person more excited about me going on tour than I am is my wife. She cannot wait to get rid of me. But anyway, she's put up with me this long. We've been We've been married now for 21 years. I think the only reason she's put up with me for so long is out of those 21 years, I think I've actually only been home for about 3 or 4 years when you add them all up.
Adam, thanks so much for joining us here on 2CBD. It's been a pleasure to have a chat. Just confirming that date, Friday the 25th of February at the Glen Innes Services Club. And Adam, between now and then, we'll go and put in a good word with you for you at the Services Club and make sure they actually let you in the door.
You're a good man. Thanks for your support, mate. We look forward to seeing you and all your listeners up there at the end of the month.